Well, with Dave, we got to stop this right now because it's Monday. And guess who's here?
Oh, it's Joe. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. Boy, I'm sorry I missed the early part of that conversation about prison, building new prisons and...
Well, actually, Joe, I was talking about a show that I watched on TV last night about another criminal kidnapping a young child and just killing them. And I just don't understand how or why people do this, especially to children. But that's where we started, and that's where we ended. And then we talked about...
You got to stop watching TV.
Well, yeah, because I can't tell whether it's the Rams or the Chargers anymore.
That's true. And you know what? Baker Mayfield made the Rams look good.
Yeah, rub it in. Rub it in, Joe. Do you want some lemon juice for the other eyeball now?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, I really don't follow them anymore. Since they moved to Las Vegas, I threw my hands up. I said, look, you know, they'll be in New Mexico in a couple of years. You know, they'll get tired of Allegiant Stadium, and they'll go to New Mexico, you know, and play down there, so... Anyway, Joe Hurt is with us. Welcome, Joe. It is we're inside of 2 weeks to Christmas, and Blair County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director joins us, as he does every other week, here on WRTA Morning. So what's going on, Joe? We're getting close to Christmas.
Boy, how did this happen so quickly?
I don't know.
I thought Thanksgiving was just last week.
It felt like it.
It was, and we're old. There's the only two answers you need. That's why it's here so quickly.
The sad reality is, I think you've nailed it.
Yeah, unfortunately, he did. You know, actually, I feel like a juggler today. I'm juggling Dave, who's on the ether waves somewhere else, and Joe's on the phone, and I'm sitting here. So it's like all three of us are talking from three different locations.
Yeah, isn't technology wonderful?
It is great, especially when it works.
When it works, yes, exactly. All right, hey, I see it's Ugly Sweater Party Day, and that's coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, I've got, most of my sweaters are ugly, to be quite honest with you. But, I have one that my wife just bought me because she knew that this event was coming up, and I think she wants me to win whatever contest it is about to have the ugliest sweater. It's just awful. But
does it have lights on it?
No, there are no lights on it. Yet, I guess. I didn't look closely at it. I can barely stand to look at it.
You better check for that battery. Check for the battery pack.
Yeah, it's really very bad. So, and I said, what did that cost you? And she said, oh, it was only $25. So, oh, my God, $25 for that sweater?
Well, I'll tell you what, Joe, I want to see it, so you better take a picture and have it up on your website.
I will. I'll send it over to you, but I'm not sending it anywhere else because my reputation isn't very good to begin with, and this is not about to enhance it, I can tell you.
So you really think you can win?
Oh, my goodness. I guarantee it.
You know, I don't understand.
Well, that's that. How often does that happen? Only sports guys guarantee things.
Yeah.
Now here's Joe guaranteeing a win.
Yeah, Joe Namath and me. We're the two that...
guys named Joe.
That's right.
There you go.
You know, I can never understand, you know, Christmas sweaters are supposed to be festive and nice, and they have Santa Claus or reindeer or Frosty or elves. Why do they always call them ugly? You know, because of the color combination? I think red and green's a great color combination, but...
This sweater would actually have to be better looking to be ugly.
Wow! She must be mad at you.
Yeah. No, I think she. Well, maybe. I think she wants me to get what's coming to me.
Oh well. Okay. All right. But so you're gonna wear it on Thursday?
Yep. The ugly sweater party is Thursday, 5 to 7. It's business after hours. And right. To the Chamber's credit, they decided to have this ugly sweater party at the Hampton Inn.
Yeah, and the Hampton Inn is a great place for events like this. They do a terrific job in really making everybody feel festive when, you know, when they come in. And so, yeah, we're hoping for a big turnout and lots of ugly sweaters so that I can feel like the competition was pretty daunting, so I don't feel like I just won based on, you know.
Like you were the only guy that wore one, and so it automatically defaulted to you.
Yeah. No, I know a lot of other people that are planning to attend that are ugly sweater people. So this is the first time, actually, I've ever been in an ugly sweater contest, and I feel overqualified.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, I really want to see this sweater. I mean, what is it like? Is it like Godzilla trampling on Tokyo again? What?
No, this is this has a special. It's the color combination in particular. It looks, you know, it's got the it's got like red and bright yellow, and it kind of looks like a Bishop McCourt warm up jacket of some kind.
Oh, yeah. Well, there goes our friends in Johnstown. There goes that relationship.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Joe.
Hilltop doesn't care, Rich.
Yeah, that's true. Hilltop doesn't care. I'll tell you what, Joe, if you get there and you take your coat off or whatever and you unveil that sweater and they immediately pronounce you the winner, then you know it was a setup.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of that. I don't aspire. There are some things I don't aspire to do, and winning an ugly sweater contest is, you know, not on the list of.
Wow, I hope somebody's taking pictures, and some of these get on the website. I want to see these.
Oh yeah, I'm not sure the website is. So it might make the website
the proper.
Not going to make any of those other. Elon Musk isn't going to let it on his.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I got to, boy, when I see Kelly, I'm going to ask her what fueled this. Wow.
Yeah. Well, she sent me a picture of it before she bought it, and I had every opportunity at that time to say, no, that's going a little overboard on ugly. So, but now I said, oh, yeah, that's good. You know.
Okay.
By all means, pay $25 for it.
So you wear it proudly, huh?
I wear it.
Yeah.
Well, I will wear it.
The probably parts.
Way. Yeah.
Probably parts still up for question. Hey, you have a couple of new members that came to the December Breakfast Club Learning Community of Pennsylvania and the Hollidaysburg American Legion Ambulance Service.
Yes. It's great to. And both of those were former members at one time and came back. So. That's a good sign. I think they might have missed us, but
that's a good thing.
We've had our membership numbers continue to go up, and in a lot of cases, it's businesses that kind of were holding out to see whether or not they were going to have enough money to even stay open, much less invest in memberships, but. Yeah, this is it's great that the business community sees how important it is that the businesses here are the upside to businesses working together, you know, to get us all back on track. And I think that's really been a very positive thing for us.
Just so everyone knows, the Learning Community of Pennsylvania and the Hollidaysburg American Legion Ambulance Service were the members, the former members that came back.
Yeah, so call them up and ask them why they came back, and hopefully they'll say, you know, because of an ugly sweater contest.
Oh, yeah, they wanted to see your sweater.
Once they see my sweater, they may become former.
They're going to say, this is your leader? Really? Nah.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, I know how good the rest of my staff is because, you know, people aren't looking at me and saying, boy, I got to join because of this guy.
Well, Joe, we're rapidly running out of time here, but now you're going to be with us in a couple of weeks, but we're going to have to move you to Tuesday.
The 27th.
Yeah,
right?
Because I'm not going to be here on the 26th. I'm assuming Dave's not going to be here as well. That's going to be our holiday, per se, isn't it?
Yes, that okay. is correct.
So Joe will be here on the 27th, and we can talk about year-end festivities or maybe an ugly New Year's sweater party.
Yeah, you know what? That's anything's possible.
Well, Joe, like we said, you know, we don't know where this year went, 2022. We're in the final couple weeks, and, you know, you brought us a lot of great news throughout the year, and we've talked a lot about students. We've talked a lot about entrepreneurs and new businesses, and maybe in a couple of weeks we can turn the calendar and take a sneak peek ahead for January as to because everybody likes to start anew, and when you get that new year, you always get that fresh air of optimism.
Yeah, that's for sure, and we're looking to we felt 22 was great in a lot of ways, and we have even bigger hopes for 23. So I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity every other week to talk about things that mostly are nonsensical when it comes down to it. But, you know, that seems to be the seems to be what I have going for me.
Well, you know, and Dave, I think, would agree, you know, a lot of, yeah, we do make it lighthearted sometimes, but no, you seriously, you do bring a lot of great business insight to the program, and I think it's important because, you know, Blair County's been my home, it's your home, it's Dave's home, it's been my home my whole life, and, you know, I love to see Blair County thrive, and, you know, I want to see businesses succeed, and you bring us a lot of great information, so and we look forward to continuing this every other week. Relationship, but no, it's a great part of our program.
I appreciate it, and if you want to actually move it to every other day, I'm good with that too.
Well,
I have enough substance for every other week. Every other day might just, you know, you might lose your FCC license over that.
I don't think you have that many sweaters.
No, I don't. I have one sweater. That's all.
Well,
okay, Joe.
Okay, guys. Hey, have a happy holiday, and we'll talk to you on the 27th.
All right, Joe, Merry Christmas to you and everybody. And, again, thank you for being such a vital part of our community.
Sure. Go Raiders.
All right.
On that note, we'll say Buona Natale to Signor Joseph there at the Blair County Chamber of Commerce.